The East Coast was pummeled today by a combination of snowstorms and journalistic clichés about snowstorms. After covering Washington, D.C. with nearly 2 feet of snow, the blizzard moved slowly north, covering New Jersey and New York City in near-record depths. The holiday made the storm somewhat easier to deal with, but many places still face a difficult commute tomorrow, as snowplows have only begun to make headway. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
It's hard to start a snowblower when you only use it once or twice a decade. The appearance of these strange machines on the sidewalks of Washington, D.C. means this is serious stuff in a city that is often paralyzed by an inch or two. Most people stayed home unless they had no choice. Liz Fina, in town on a visit from Reno, Nevada, was part of a hopeful group waiting outside the closed doors of a pharmacy in Washington's Chinatown.
Well, this would be significant in Reno, but usually within a day, it's back up to 60 degrees and melted. It's kind of funny to watch a whole town shut down from snow.
Poor performance in a snowstorm has ended more than one city administration. Many Washingtonians still remember the time former mayor for life Marion Barry was at the Super Bowl in California when his hometown was hit by a storm in 1987. Barry added insult to that injury by saying his answer to the snow was spring. This time, Mayor Tony Williams rushed back to D.C. from a vacation with his wife in Puerto Rico. But at least one anonymous Washingtonian was clearly convinced that Williams' snow removal efforts were part of a political conspiracy.
Tell the mayor, all them people he contracted, he says that 150 people out here shoveling snow, they're riding around just collecting the money. They ain't putting no damn things down to move the snow.
In fact, Washington's main streets were in respectable shape compared to the bad old days, but residential streets are still covered in 2 feet of snow, and the mayor has warned plows won't get to some neighborhoods for days. The last time Washington got this much snow, in 1996, the federal government closed down for the better part of a week. The snow left Washington today, but the slow-moving weather pattern left prodigious amounts as it crept up the coast, settling over New York City for much of the day. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the snow cleanup effort would cost about $1 million for each inch of snow.
It is very pretty. It is also very inconvenient and very expensive.
As it had in Washington and Philadelphia, the storm pretty much shut down traffic at New York area airports as crews gave up trying to keep up with a blizzard that left an inch an hour in many places. Mayor Bloomberg asked for patience and dispensed prudent, almost motherly advice.
Dress warmly, wear boots, but I suggest you join me on the subways.
Cities that have some practice with this business, like New York, tend to do better than cities like Washington, where schools decided early Monday that they would be closed on Tuesday. For some small towns, dealing with events like this one is almost a matter of local pride. Mayor Frank Gambetese of South Brunswick, New Jersey, is proud of the way his crews are keeping up, but he's starting to wonder where he's going to put all this stuff.
Well, that's the difficult part. You know, what do you do with it? I mean, you're just pushing it into huge piles, and after a while, you know what, there's no room to go.
This storm is frequently compared to the big dump of 1996. That snowfall was followed by warm weather and serious flooding. That pattern could repeat as temperatures are expected to rise into the 40s later this week. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.